You're listening to Succeed, Just Let Go, a podcast that'll change how you think and change your life. I'm Willie Horton and I'm a psychologist, been helping people change their lives since 1996, broadcasting from the French Alps, and delighted to have you along. Let's take this week's step in the right direction.
It may well be coincidence, we might even call it synchronicity, that one of the videos that I most recently posted on YouTube from my archive of over 900 videos was entitled, What's For You Won't Pass You By. And that's what I want to talk about here. I want to talk about how you'll always get what is best for you if you let what is best for you happen. Yes, we want to talk about how, left to its own devices, your gut instinct, if I can call it that, the inner you, the real you, will always bring you to the right place. Again, as I said, if you let it. Why would we not let our inner selves bring us to what is best for us? The answer to that question is very simple, because evolution gave us a brain structured in a certain way that was designed to keep us on the straight and narrow, to keep us within the herd, where everybody's normal, and we know what we think of normal people in this particular podcast. We're designed to stay within the herd, because there's safety in numbers in evolutionary times, and we are designed to make it through the day. We're not designed, nor is our brain structured, to enable us to achieve our goals and objectives. And we're certainly not designed to let ourselves go, not throw caution to the wind, but, if you like, surrender to the flow of universal energy so that it will bring us to what is best for us. In this episode, I want to talk about how we can allow our inner selves move us forward effortlessly so that we get what is best for us in our everyday life, in every aspect of our everyday lives. So we're talking about your health and well-being, obviously. There's no point in having goals and objectives if you're too ill to enjoy them should they actually come to pass. We're talking about your health and well-being. We're talking about your wealth and well-being. I recollect a conversation that I had with my program owners on Zoom a couple of months ago, where we were talking about how the best happens for us, often in spite of ourselves. Now, like any other conversation we've ever had here on this podcast, the best way to explain how all this works is to talk about the experiences of people with whom I've worked, the experiences of online program owners. And indeed, over the next couple of weeks, I may come back to talk about some of my own experiences, because people keep asking me about, for example, how was it that we came to move to France and how did it actually fall into place and how did it work out? Or indeed, people have asked me more recently, how did I completely pivot my business 6 or 7 years ago, specifically kind of 2017. So that's, well, that's almost 8 years ago at this stage. How I pivoted my business from working with corporate clients, working with leadership teams, getting paid big money for working with leadership teams, to an online program which is designed for anybody and everybody. That's the program that I keep referring to when I refer to online program owners. So we'll come back to that in due course, but I want to use the experiences of some of those online program owners to illustrate how, if we just let go, by the way, that is why this podcast is called To Succeed, Just Let Go. How, when we just let go, the right things fall into our lap. I want to start with an email that I got from an online program owner only a couple of hours ago. This particular individual had applied for a fellowship. Not going to go into any details because that's their own business, but this person applied for a fellowship and wasn't even called for an interview. They got to thinking about maybe how the fellowship wasn't for them. No, they got to thinking. And that's the rock on which we all perish. As we've said on many occasions in this podcast, all thinking is flawed because it takes us away from the reality of the here and now. Even positive thinking. And all thinking always leads to overthinking. So if you're thinking forward, planning forward, wondering about the future, that kind of forward thinking leads to worry. Because we are designed from an evolutionary point of view to always slip into negativity. Why? Because it kept us on our toes 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 years ago. It kept us within the herd. Safety in numbers. I'm not going to die today because I'm sticking with my tribe. And we talked about tribes a couple of weeks ago and how people that we actually assume or think are our friends actually only turn out to be members of the tribe who are, in their own way, hanging around with other people because there is safety in numbers. But this particular individual got to thinking that maybe the fellowship that they really, really wanted wasn't for them. So they started thinking about how their career and their life might go in a variety of different directions. Forgot about the fellowship completely. Then, a couple of weeks ago, my friend was walking with their friend past the offices where the individual should have gone for an interview for their application for the fellowship. And my friend turned to their friend and said, I should be starting my fellowship in the next couple of weeks right here, but I didn't even get an interview. Out of the blue, same day, they got a call from the management team running the fellowship to say that one of the fellows who got the position had pulled out, and could they talk to my friend for a couple of minutes casually on Zoom? That casual Zoom conversation turned out to be a formal interview and they got their place on the fellowship when they had stopped thinking about it. Now, how many times have we talked about going beyond caring in this podcast? How many times has somebody's perfect moment fallen into their lap when they stopped caring about it, when they stopped pushing, when they stopped striving, when they stopped craving what they thought they wanted? And very often indeed, when you stop craving what you think you want, you end up getting what is actually best for you. Another example. A long-time program owner. This is a girl who has owned the online program since January 2019. It was launched in late 2018. But this girl set her mind, and this is what this episode is all about, setting your mind. This girl set her mind to her perfect house. And then she came across what she thought was her perfect house. And she made an offer on the house, and it was a little more expensive than she was really willing to pay, but she made an offer on the house and got it. And on the day that she was due to pick up the keys, in other words, the day on which the deal was closing, she discovered that there was a particular legal issue with the house and the deal fell through. Now, she discovered the legal issue in a roundabout and serendipitous way. In other words, what normal crazy people would assume was by chance. But perhaps the universe was looking after her. Or indeed, subsequent events actually proved that universal energy and her allowing universal energy to flow through her and bring her to the best place for her, the proof of the pudding actually turned out to be in what happened next. My friend went to have a cup of coffee with her mother on the day the purchase of her so-called perfect house fell through, and her mother said to her, "Oh, you're awfully cool, calm and collected for somebody who has just lost their dream home. How are you so calm? Why are you not upset? And my friend said, there's no need to be upset. This happened for a reason. It happened for the most important reason of all in the world. There's something better for me. And just a couple of weeks later, by chance, she stumbled across a house that was in a better location, in better condition, for a lower price, that turned out to be the best house for her. I've used the word chance a couple of times. Very often, normal, crazy people assume that things happen by chance or dumb luck, and that very often luck doesn't strike in their lives. There's no such thing as chance. There's no such thing as dumb luck. In the same way as there's no such thing as an accident. Now, people have often said to me, come on, accidents happen all the time. But accidents only happen because some party to the accident isn't paying attention. We bring accidents on ourselves. Indeed, I have come across many incidents of people having accidents because their minds were all over the place when the accident occurred, or indeed when the coincidence of events occurred that ended up being an accident. Now, I've used another word there. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I said right at the beginning of this episode that perhaps it is a coincidence that last Friday's video posted on YouTube was entitled What's For You Won't Pass You By. It wasn't a coincidence, it was a synchronicity. And it wasn't planned, by the way. I didn't plan it. It just happens that that's the one that came up in the flow of videos that are being put on YouTube a couple of times a week. Now, by the way, obviously you'll find a lot of my videos on YouTube, but as I mentioned earlier on, there are over 900 of these videos, stretching all the way back to when I started sending out Thursday morning videos in 2008. It's a long time ago. There are, as I said, over 900 of them. They go out every Thursday morning. They're only 2 or 3 minutes long, and people very regularly say to me, ooh, I needed to hear just that today. Or, were you reading my mind? That is the message I needed. And the interesting thing is that that isn't a chance either. That's not a coincidence. It's a synchronicity. Now, you might say to yourself, what's the difference between a coincidence and a synchronicity? A synchronicity is an opportunity that you recognize as being pertinent to you, as being important to you, and as being something that will move you along in the direction that is best for you. That's what a synchronicity is. Now, people will often confuse opportunity with synchronicity, but they're actually two sides of the same coin. The world is full of opportunities. I quoted another online program owner a few weeks ago who told me that when he stumbled across the online program first, he felt as if his life was completely and utterly stuck. He said to me, quote unquote, I felt like I was drowning. He said only a few weeks later, having begun to tune my mind into the reality of the here and now, I realized that when I open my eyes, my world is full of opportunities. There was I thinking that I was drowning, and in fact, I'm swimming in a sea of opportunities. He said, and I've come across a number of opportunities over the last couple of weeks when I hadn't come across an opportunity, no opportunity had come my way in years. He said, I came across 5 opportunities in one working week, but none of the opportunities was for me. Now, if I'd come across opportunities like that in the past, I would have said, oh my God, there's an opportunity, and opportunities never have struck me before, so I better run after it. No, his mind was tuned in. His mind indeed continues to be tuned in. His mind was tuned in, and he had a sense, a feel, an intuition, or an instinct for what would be best for him. So he let those 5 opportunities pass him by. They obviously weren't for him, because if they were for him, they wouldn't have passed him by. In the end, the perfect opportunity fell into his lap. and he recognized it for what it was the minute he spotted it. An opportunity for him. A synchronicity. That essentially is what a synchronicity is. And I encourage my online program owners to keep a synchronicity journal, because synchronicities are happening around us all the time. Small, medium, and large synchronicities. I'll correct myself. There's no such thing as a small synchronicity, because we live our lives in moments, which are, by definition, small amounts of time. And something very special can happen us at any one of those moments. And it might appear at the time like it is a small event or a small synchronicity. But every time we move in a new direction, our life takes on a new trajectory. I'll refer back to my friend who got their fellowship, and got their fellowship as a result of a quick Zoom call. They assumed that the Zoom call was a quick and casual affair. When they went on the Zoom call, they were confronted, or at least they thought they were being confronted, by two very senior people on the board of the awarding body of fellowships. It transpired that that was an important event in their lives, where they actually in advance thought that it would be casual. Now, they thought it would be casual. They assumed it would be casual. Never take anything for granted. Never assume anything. And certainly, if you want your life to flow, give up thinking altogether. Because we never know at what moment something really important is going to happen to us. We never know at what moment we're going to encounter a synchronicity that will be a turning point in our lives. And you know, our lives are full of turning points all of the time. Normal people don't see this, they don't experience it, and we'll come to why they don't see or experience it in just a moment. But they don't see, nor do they experience it, and therefore their life keeps running on a set of rails. If you're tuned into the here and now, you won't just see this, you'll know it for what it is as it's happening. You will not need the benefit of hindsight to figure out when you encounter synchronicity. This stuff happens moment to moment in flow when you're tuned in and you know what's happening. That's really important. Why would normal people neither see nor recognize this flow of synchronicities, or this flow of opportunities, or this flow of signposts, if you like? The answer is very simple. They're operating on automatic pilot. We've talked about the automatic pilot before. That's not just a turn of phrase. That is what cognitive psychology calls the manner in which the normal brain operates. It operates on automatic pilot. Like all automatic pilots, it needs a set of programs. And the set of programs that the normal automatic pilot uses was learned during our formative years, when we were young and impressionable. Things happened to us that left their mark. In other words, they left an impression. And these are the programs, or the deeply held beliefs, or the deeply encrusted thoughts in our subconscious mind that we use as adults to enable us make it through the day in the way in which evolution intended. Like any automatic pilot using the same programs day in, day out, the normal automatic pilot is designed to bring you back to the same place all of the time. The safety of your bed at night, having been out hunting and gathering during the day. It was cool 8,000 or 9,000 years ago. If we didn't operate like that in those days, the human race may not have turned out to be the preeminent species on the planet. Never mind what we're actually doing to the planet. That's another day's work. It's something we must talk about, actually. But that way of operating isn't fit for purpose in the 21st century. Instead, we need to tune ourselves into the here and now. We need to, as I said a minute ago, give up thinking completely. And having given up thinking completely, and having become clear in our minds and present in our being, let that new way of being guide us forward and move us forward effortlessly. There are two parts. It's going to sound obvious when I say it out loud. There are two parts to what I call the two-piece jigsaw. Obvious, isn't it? And this is what online program owners learn, amongst a number of other things. The first part is you need to clear your mind, or as we have characterized it in today's episode, you need to give up thinking. That gives you clarity. And with that clarity comes an understanding of what is best for you. Using your clear state of mind, you can then set your mind to achieve what is best for you, not what you think you want. So many people with whom I've worked over the years have set their minds to what they thought they wanted, got it, and realized that that isn't what they wanted at all. Let me deal briefly, first of all, with the first piece of the two-piece jigsaw. Give up thinking, or stop thinking. Now, giving up and stopping sounds like it is something that you have to struggle to do, like giving up cigarettes or, you know, giving up certain foods to lose weight. There's no effort involved here at all, because what you do is develop your ability to pay attention to something other than the thoughts that your automatic pilot uses day in, day out. The something else is one of the most important things that you will ever experience in your whole life. Now, the reality of the here and now, what's actually going on in the here and now, experiencing the here and now, immersing yourself in the here and now, and developing what is even colloquially called presence. You do that by meditating. I need not elaborate, really, because it is as simple as that. You meditate each morning, and in meditating each morning, you develop your ability to come to your senses, to experience what you're actually seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling and tasting without judging it. You see, thought is the judgment, or you could say judgment is the thinking about it. It's explained either way. You simply experience. You simply are. You simply are present. You become a proper human being rather than a human thinking. The more you meditate, the more your mind clears, the greater the clarity you have, the greater the presence that you have. Now, I'm paraphrasing decades of science when I utter those couple of sentences. Because what neuroscience knows is that meditation enables you to take an evolutionary quantum leap. The brain that we humans have was developed over about 1.8 million years, particularly over the last maybe 100,000 years, or refined over the last 10,000 years. Evolution is a slow and grinding process. And that is the brain that enables us to make it through the day, enables us to make it back to the safety of our bed, as I said a few minutes ago, every night. When we meditate, we change the structure of our brain straight away. Recent research has shown that even after only five mornings of meditation, the process of restructuring will already have started. Research over the last 37 years has shown that over the course of just 8 weeks meditation, the key components of your brain will have restructured themselves so that the way in which your brain operates has changed, so that you effectively start giving up thinking. It's a process, it's an adventure, it's a lifetime's adventure, because you don't meditate for 8 weeks and then say to yourself, I'm a done deal. It doesn't work that way. We need to keep cultivating our ability to be present, to be clear. And the more we meditate, and the longer for which we meditate, the clearer our minds become, the more restructured our brains become. That is how we disengage the automatic pilot. Now, once you disengage the automatic pilot, you're not home free. You're liberated. Yes, you are. But where is home? What is best for you? What kind of perfect moments can be experienced in your life, and how should you go about the second part of the two-piece jigsaw, setting your mind to allow those perfect moments. I used a phrase earlier on, it was a quote from an online program owner. Allow those perfect moments fall into your lap. How do you do that? Well, you set your mind by handwriting how it feels in the present tense when what is best is happening for you. I won't bother repeating that. You can go back and listen to it, but that is it in a nutshell. And what has been known since cognitive psychology started exploring this whole process just after the Second World War, what has been known since the late 1940s is that your subconscious mind, housed largely from a physical point of view in your subcortical brain, your subconscious mind has a cybernetic quality about it. In other words, it's like a heat-seeking missile. You provide it with the coordinates, and it will duck and dive, dodge and weave, dance around obstacles, and bring you to where is best for you in a way that your thinking mind wouldn't have planned to get there. Until you do that, your cybernetic heat-seeking missile in your subconscious brain, running on automatic pilot, will always bring you back to the coordinates set by the programming that the automatic pilot is using to enable you make it through the day. The stuff that you learned, in particular, the third year of your life. What I'm saying to you is, your brain is like a heat-seeking missile. All you have to do is tell it how it feels when it hits the target, and your cybernetic mind will take you there. If you're using your mind normally, your cybernetic mind, your heat-seeking missile, will shoot you in the ass. We need to take on a whole new way of being. There you are, simply said. Being in the present moment. The more we are in the present moment, the more we can spot all the opportunities that are around us, the more we will know which opportunities are best for us, in other words, which opportunities are actually synchronicities, and the more we will become clearer and clearer in experiencing the moment to the point where we will just dodge and weave, duck and dive, and dance through our day effortlessly and experience all of the good things that we deserve. We've talked about deserving before and how good old-fashioned Catholic guilt would tell you that you don't deserve a hell of a lot of good stuff in this life. You might damage your chances in the next. We all deserve to live our lives to the full. Indeed, that is the purpose of your life. I could even quote the Bible on that one. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. Now, this is it. This is your life. So therefore, you need to let go of your preconceived notions about, first of all, who you think you are. Little old me doesn't deserve to have the best of things. You need to let that go. You also need to let go of any of the ideas that you might have about what you think you really, really want. Because most people will use comparative thinking to try to figure out what they think they want. In other words, they'll look at other people and say, I'll have a bit of this, I'll have a bit of what she's having, I'll have some of what he has over there, and I'll put together that, mix it up, and that'll be my cocktail for happiness and success. No, this is your life, and you need to live it your way, and you need to allow yourself, live it on your terms, moment to moment, and experience what is best for you, because you are the most important person in your life. And it's only when you realize what I've just said, that you are the most important person in your life, that you will be able to uplift those around you as well. And this is the point on which I want to finish this particular episode. We're going to follow it up over the next couple of weeks. When you are clear in your mind, when you have looked after yourself, when you are in the present moment, You have a glow about you. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. You have a presence about you. And that presence uplifts those around you because presence is attractive. I don't just mean attractive to other people who want to bask in your glow. Yes, I do mean it from that perspective, but I mean it from a much more and grander and more important perspective. And that is that you attract into your life what is best for you. There have been books written about this and a lot of stuff said about it, and it's all been so simplified that people poo-hoo it as, no, this is voodoo, this is nonsense, you know, the law of attraction. We're actually talking about being attractive. So we are talking about attracting into your life everything that is best for you. As I said, including health and wealth, I said that earlier on. We're talking about what science now knows to be the manner in which we transmit out into the universe our intentions to experience what is best for us, and how through transmission and attraction we get the very things that we would love to have in our lives, what's best for us. So we're going to talk about the law of attraction over the next couple of weeks. When? I'm not 100% sure yet, because these podcasts are not planned. I sit down and something comes out. Why? Because I am in the present moment. I am clear. I am totally tuned in and immersed in what I'm doing at the moment. And I hope that what has come out of me today as a result of my being clear in my own head will help you on your journey in developing your ability to be clear in your own head so that you experience a life that is best for you. Not sometime in the future, but now, because this is where it is. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. To get involved, join me in my Facebook group, strangely enough called To Succeed, Just Let Go. And for more information, visit www.willie-horton.com.